Greetings, brothers and sisters, and dear friends who are seekers of truth.
我们欢迎每一个弟兄姐妹，也有一些慕道的朋友们。
Say amen with me when I say glory to God in the highest and on earth peace towards and all men of good will.
当我说荣耀归于天上的名，然后我说的时候，请你们大家说阿门，好不好
？You know this Christmas season is really a season of joy and gladness.And peace and goodwill among men.
在圣诞节这个季节，就是一个季节，充满了喜乐和平安，而且是一切的到世人。
Of course, as Christians, every day we have any kind of enjoyment or any kind of pleasant things around us.
当然，做基督徒每一天都有很好的事情，很大的祝福临到我们的身上。
And it's only too natural for Christians to rejoice every day, every moment.
所以对基督徒来说，来每天都是喜乐平安，这是很自然的事。
You know, in some well-established what we call historic church, they have worked out a kind of church calendar.
有一些教会，他们在教会里面做了一些日历。
And from the very first day of the year to the end of the year, they have every and you know every day they have special things to commemorate and to rejoice and to rejoice with and to proclaim some message.
他们在日历上面，从第一天到一年的最后一天，每一天都有特别的事情来纪念、来喜乐，充满了喜乐，来赞美。
Because Jesus Christ, while he was on earth, did many things, and they are all worthy of our commemoration.
因为主耶稣在地上实在做了太多奇妙的事情，是值得我们常常纪念。
But of course, we know that all those began because he was born as a human being.
这些喜乐的事情的起源，就是因为他成为人的样子。
That's why we especially emphasize Christmas season.
所以我们特别就强调圣诞这个季节。
Well, let me share one word of encouragement, or say a mutual, I should say a mutual encouragement or a mutual consolation.
让我说一句好像彼此鼓励、彼此安慰的话。
Because back there in Taiwan, while I was serving the Lord, and I met many Christians and many goodwill Christians and many good servants and handmaids of God.
我在台湾，我遇到了很多好的神的儿女、神的仆人，他们是善意的服侍人。
And they were honestly and they are genuinely opposed to this what they call commercialization or commercialism of Christmas.
他们很诚恳地反对现在基督圣诞节都完全都世俗化了或者商业化了。
So they are going to other extremes and they say we don't want to have anything with this Christmas celebration. It's just paganistic.
所以他们就走极端，觉得圣诞节这件事情完全都是是工业化，而且都是那些不信神的所做的。
Yes, even in Taiwan, they will say we will have Christmas party, and then we will dance, they will gamble, even to the midnight of that December 24th or 25th, they will do all around.
在台湾实在也是，每年圣诞节你就会看到各处有一些跳舞会或者是赌博会，他们就娱乐一直到午夜都不结束。
Of course, many people, many good men with discernment and good insight, they know that all these people are not all Christians.
但是你若是真是能够分辨的话，你知道做这些事的人，他们都不是真正的基督徒。
And of course, some Westerners going there, or whether in the army or in the civilian employment, they were somehow work out some kind of influence, and they were not contributed to the propagation of Christianity.
当然有一些美国的人到中国去的，有一些是服兵役，有的是被那里被雇的。当然在圣诞节他们所做的一些事情，对于基督徒这件事情来对世人来说没有造成了很好的印象，他们所做的实在不合乎圣经的。
And even some enemies of the Christianity, they were quoting newspaper stories about howmany auto accidents happen in America or in somewhere else, and they say, "See, this is Christianity. What is the worth of it all?"
甚至有一些敌对基督教的人就借着这个机会在报纸上就发表，就说圣诞节在各处产生的车祸和各样的惨事，对，这是他们所做的，就是基督徒所做的，这有什么价值呢
？But here is a mutual encouragement.
所以今天我要彼此的向大家鼓励一下。
In spite of all this chaotic confusion.In spite of all this hustle and bustle,
就不管他们在圣诞节做了一些各样的紊乱的事情，各样搅扰的事情。
The story of Christmas, the truth of Christmas is what's our rejoicing and our worshiping before God.
圣诞节的真正的意义还是值得我们一同的高喜乐，一同的纪念，一同的崇拜的。
So I say again, as those angels on that specific night, how they appeared to a group of shepherds and told them, "Rejoice, for I come to tell you a good news of great rejoicing," and so on.
所以在那天晚上，有很多的天使向一般一批牧者说，你们要喜乐，因为有我带给你们好的信息。
So I tell you, those seekers of truth, our friends, please don't be influenced by those cynical people, though they are so cynical and they are so opposed to Christianity.
所以我希望我们慕道的朋友们，你们不要受那些怀疑的人或者是故意在那里闹鬼诈的那些人所影响。
You know, the enemy of the truth, I mean the devil, the Satan, is doing all things to confuse this Christian world.
因为魔鬼撒旦他用各样的方法使人对来迷惑对于人家对基督徒的印象。
And the more he can prevent people from coming to believe in Jesus Christ, then he will more successful and he is more glad.
他若是用各样的方法越能够阻挡人来到主的面前，他就是越成功。
Some people will tell you that, well, this December the 25th is not the birthday of Jesus Christ at all.
有的人会告诉你12月25号根本就不是耶稣基督的生日。
Well, to begin with, it was some worship day of pagan people worshiping their idols, their sun, and later on, some emperor in the Roman Empire proclaimed that day to be Christmas, so that all Christians can celebrate the birthday of Jesus Christ at the same time.
原来开始的时候就是一些不信的人，他们崇拜天和太阳这些。那后来罗马就取了这一天，就作为圣诞节，那世人就用来这一天来纪念圣诞。
Even some goodwill Christian will tell you so.
有一些实在很好意的基督徒也会告诉你这件事。
They will tell you that you better keep yourself from being contaminated with those worldly Christians, all these carnal Christians.
他说你最好不要跟这世界上这些人受他们的感染，跟他们一同来庆祝。
But I tell you, rejoice, rejoice, because Jesus came to the world. You rejoice.
但是我告诉你一件事，因为主耶稣来到世界上了，所以你人就是要喜乐，要喜乐。
You will never make any mistake. You rejoice in the Lord because Jesus Christ has come.
若是你因为主耶稣，我们的主来到世界上这件事情喜乐的话，你永远不会错。
Yes, you will never make any mistake.
你如果是为他喜乐的话，绝对不会错。
Oh, I wish every day were a Christmas day, every day.
我真是希望每一天都像圣诞日这样。
So in the very beginning, God created days. Remember that?
在起初的时候，神创造了天。
Look into the Bible.
在圣经上告诉我们。
The first day how God created, the second day how God created it.
他如何在第一天创造什么，第二天创造什么。
Then God make it a cycle of 7 days.
然后他就做了七天。
So all this time, or years and months, just going coming down all these ages.
然后就有日有月，然后有年，就这么多年都一直是这样的下来。
So let us lay hold of this truth.
让我们真是抓住这个真理。
All the time, all the month, all the year belong to God.
每一天，每一月，每一年都是属于神的。
But later on, the enemies of Christianity, enemies of truth, stole all these days and dedicated that day to their demon worship, to their paganism.
但是后来这种极其毒的或者是不相信神的，他就用把这些日子就用来敬拜魔鬼，或者是用在世俗上。
So it is a Christian duty to recover all these days back to where they originally belong.
所以我们基督徒有一个使命，把这些日子都把它恢复过来，来成为神的日子。
We are not to argue about the certainty of the date of Christ's birth.
我们就不必来问到底主耶稣是哪一天生的。
But we know for sure that Jesus came to the earth.
但是主耶稣来到世界上这件事情是实在的。
So we have to proclaim this truth.
所以我们就要向世人宣告这个真理。
So don't be afraid to celebrate your Christmas.
所以你就不必跟人家说圣诞这件事情就害怕。
Either personally in your heart, or at your home, or in your church, or in your fellowship,
或者是在你心里面，或者在你家里面，或者跟别人说，或者在教会。
Well, I should admonish you to be always rejoicing in the Lord, 24 hours a day.
我这是 愿意你们大家一天24小时为这件事情喜乐。
Now just now we sang some several Christmas songs.
我们刚刚唱了几个圣诞的歌。
And some of these songs are really very peaceful, and they gave us some kind of feeling.
这些歌有一些非常的安静，让我们心里面觉得实在很平安的。
In fact, I must tell you that this month, for the month of December, we'll be almost talking about Jesus Christ's birth and what is the meaning, what is the significance of his coming to earth.
我要提醒大家，就是这个月十二月，我们都是常常要思想我们主耶稣。
Because some brother and sister who are frequently coming here, and they know that.Originally, we scheduled that this month we are to study the book of Romans.
因为有的弟兄姐妹，我们原来预定的就是在这个月我们要一同读罗马书。
But because we know that in this month people will be going and coming, and so in order to meet the needs of all these people, we will suspend the study of Romans for a while.
所以我们也知道在这个月里面有一些朋友会来来往往的，我们就把研读罗马书这件事情稍微延期一下。
So also you be prepared to concentrate on the birth of Jesus, concentrate on the story of how Jesus came to earth in human form to be with us, and so on.
所以我们这个月我们的思想就会着重在主耶稣如何的生出来，如何的在地上，如何的活着。
Why I tell you to do this? Because I want you to be blessed.I want you to get blessed.
为什么我们这样做了？因为我们要这样做呀，蒙福，也愿意你们大家得到福气。
So this afternoon it happens that I'll be doing this, and I think I'll quote a scripture and tell you the, I should say, background story of this Christmas.
所以我今天下午为了做这件事，我可能要引用一些圣经，让我们来了解一些背景，圣诞节的背景。
And later on, others will be talking about.The central point of Christmas celebration.
等一下有别的人会来告诉我们在怎么样庆祝圣诞节，我们有些什么节目。
Yes, I will repeat. Personally, or as a home, or as a local congregation, I want you to rejoice and rejoice, yes, and rejoice in this Christmas season.
我再说一次，所以我们以个人的身份，或者一个家庭，或者一个教会，一个团体，我们真是要为圣诞这件事情喜乐。
If you have never blessed Christmas so to such an extent before, do so this year, and let this year of 1978 be a special year to you.
若是你从来没有在圣诞节蒙过很大的福气，我希望1978年这个圣诞节使你真是蒙福的一年。
For though I have already told you how some people are so cynic about the celebration of Jesus Christ, I still think that they have some truth in their saying.
虽然我刚刚提到有一些人他们对于庆祝圣诞节的事情有一些怀疑的感觉，不过他们的怀疑也是有一点点真理的。
Because we are afraid that sometimes, somehow we are doing things in routine matter, I mean just in, as a kind of routine, and you really not feel it at all, you really not get anything at all, you really not give glory to God at all.
因为常常我们在做的时候，我们就把它当个日常的事物一样，就心里面没有感恩的心。
You know, every time I watch these TV actors or actresses, they are doing things, they are pretend to do things, and people are really do it with whole heart and whole mind and whole, let's say, the whole of their soul, and they are doing it, though we know all the while they are doing, they are just pretending.
我们有的时候在电视上面看到有一些男女的演员，他们在做，他们全好像是全心全意的在那里做，但是我们一看，他们都是假装的。
Yes, you are familiar with this Chinese proverb. They are pretending to act like real.
我们知道有的时候我们常常做事情就假装好像是真的一样。
Suppose somebody were acting the role of emperor, and he would really act like an emperor, though he was not an emperor. He just an ordinary man.
就好像一个人若是他做国王的话，他其实他也不是国王，他跟他做的时候装起来就像一个国王一样。
I mean, those worldly people like that.
世界上的人他做的时候就是完全是假装。
Actually, in the sight of God, they are so insignificant. God will never mention his name, or God never record his name in heaven, but people would think that they are great, they are so rich, and they are so worthy.
然后他们这样做的话，在神的眼光里面是没有价值，因为神从来不会把他们所做的这些有什么任何的记录，所做的全是仆人。
And all the while they think they are somebody, and they pretend to be somebody, and when they rejoice, they laugh from the bottom of their heart, and when they rejoice, they really rejoice, they dance and they drink, all these same kind of things they do.
他们觉得是应该喜乐，就用各样的行动，好像跳舞啊，或者是喝了喝酒了，就是这样，好像行为上好像他们实在是做出来好像很快乐一样。
But on the contrary, Christians are real.
但相反的，只有基督徒才是真正的喜乐。
Christians are real people in the world.
唯有基督徒他们是诚实的实在。
When I mention the word real, I mean Christians can go from one generation to another generation. Christians can last forever and ever and ever.
基督徒可以一代一代的下去，而且是永恒的。
Christians are real.
基督徒是真实的。
So when we act or when we do something, we must do it realistically. I mean, really, we enjoy. We put our heart in it.
说当我们若是真是要庆祝圣诞的时候，我们要从心里面做出来，从心里面表出我们的喜乐。
Yes, did I make it clear?
我是不是说得明白了？
Please make this year, the Christmas this year, 1978, be a special Christmas to you and be a converted person.
希望你们大家今年1978年成为一个特别的祝福，也让你们真是能够成在生活上成一个完全改变，成为快乐的一年。
These are my personal words to you.
这是我个人的一些劝告。
Now let us turn to scripture and let us find out some of this, what I call background truths.Of the Christmas story.
让我们一同在圣经上来寻求一些关于圣诞节的一些背景的经句。
Now, I want you to turn the book of Exodus, chapter 3.
我们来看出埃及记第三章。
And shall we read from verse 6 through 8?
从六节到八节。
In the Old Testament, the second book, Exodus 3, 6.
出埃及记是旧约的第二本书，第二本书，第三章第六到第八节。
Okay, everybody look at the Bible and you'll see it for yourself. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people.Which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmaster, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land, and to a good land and a large, and to a land flowing with milk and honey, and to the praise of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites.
第六节又说，我是你父亲的神，是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。摩西蒙上脸，因为怕看神。耶和华说，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受毒弓的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原知道他们的痛苦，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出了那地，到了美好宽阔流来与密之地，就是到迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人之地。
Now here's the background truth of the Christmas story in verse 8.
在第八节，特别是圣诞这个日子的背景。
I am come down.
我下来。
Oh, I thank God because our God is a God of intervention into human affairs.
实在感谢神，神是一个神，他愿意来偏干涉人的事情。
Intervene means God come to share into human affairs.
来到世界上这件事情，就是他来到地上来跟人来分享人的一切的难处。
Yes, when we use the English verse intervene, it may have some connotation of interfere or meddle into, but anyhow, you know the meaning intervene.
这个来下来来干涉，这个意思就是说来跟人的事情来一同的分享。
Now God is in God's kingdom.
神就是在神的国里面。
And we human beings, we are in human kingdom, so to speak.
我们是人，我们所经历的就是人的国度。
You people generally say the dogs and animals, monkeys or cats, they belong to animal kingdom.
你们可能说像猴子像猫，他们是属于动物的国度。
What about those flowers you plant in your backyard? All these roses or chrysanthemum or others, we say they belong to a plant kingdom.
那在你们后院里面长的花，像玫瑰花或者菊花，他们就属于植物的一 领域。
And again, you look at all those stuffs, dead stuff in your backyard, like stones or some special kind of whatever you call that, or fluid things or some hard thing you take that belong to mineral kingdom.
若是你在后院在看到这些或者沙或者是泥土或者是一些液体，你就说那些是矿物质的一个领域。
Well, when you observe your universe in this way, you will feel this very wonderful universe.
若是你用这样的眼光来看宇宙的一切，你觉得这个宇宙实在是很奇妙。
Now, you want to make this clarification more in detail, then you might say that there's mineral kingdom, plant kingdom, animal kingdom, human kingdom, angelic kingdom, and God kingdom.
若是我们这样用分析的眼光来看，我们就觉得好像是。物质界的或植物界的动物界的人类的或者是神国的就很多很多的各样的领域
And can you see these kingdoms have some kind of interrelations
但是在每一个领域之间彼此都有一些关系
Yeah, we eat some food well they may be minerals according to some doctor or some nutritious expert tell us yeah, they have some kind of minerals you consume minerals
我们在我们的食物里面有一些食物里面就包含着矿物质
we take vegetables
我们也吃蔬菜
or some fruits
或者果实
well these things belong to plant kingdom
这些是属于植物界的
and then we take meat, fish or say a pork or a beef
我们也吃肉吃猪肉牛肉还有鱼
and we can consume all these
我们可以使用这些
They originally belong to animal kingdom
他们虽然是属于动物界但是我们可以用
And we are human kingdom
但我们自己是人类
And human kingdom You know, to be born into human kingdom is very, very good indeed
变成一个人实在是一个很美好的事情
You know, often riding on the highway I'll see some squirrel or some small deer hit and drop dead right on the spot
常常我在在马路上公路上开车的时候我看到一些小动物或者是小鹿或者是其他动物就常常被碰死了
in spite of the fact that we put some sign there all these animals cannot watch that sign they don't know that this is traffic highway and they just rush across and back and forth
虽然我们有的时候常常放一些那种表号在那里但是这些动物他们不会看所以他们还是走来走去
Sometimes I wish that I could communicate with this deer or this squirrel. What if you stop and look at that sign? This is not for you to play around.
我有的时候我真是觉得好像很想像那些鹿啊，或者是那些松鼠说，你怎么不看那个写在那里的牌子啊？就要你不要在这里乱跑嘛。
Well, you know the story of it all, because we belong to human kingdom. All this belong to animal kingdom.
但是他们不能看，因为我们是属于人类，他们是属于动物类。
Well, because there's a gap between human kingdom and animal kingdom.
因为人类跟动物实在是有一个距离的。
So, readily you can understand what I'm going to point out.
所以我想你现在就明白我要向你们说明的是什么。
In the first place, God created this whole universe. God is God. He is not human being.
首先，神创造了宇宙，他是神，他不是人。
And this universe is governed by the laws of God.
这个整个的宇宙是神的所有的律来控制。
See how he created the earth, how he created the heaven, and created all this and heavenly bodies and all this. They are not according to human wisdom.
他如何的创造天，如何创造地，如何创造其中的天体，他是按照他自己的智慧，不是按照我们人的智慧。
Now, think back. Remember the story of that squirrel or small deer rushing across onto the highway. We human beings were like that in this universe of God. Sometimes we were so foolish.
在整个的神的宇宙里面来说我们就像刚刚提到的那些小松鼠和小鹿一样乱走走来走去
God created so many highways in this universe
神在这个整个宇宙之间造了很多的马路
I should say these are the highways of truth
这一些都是一些关于真理的一些道路
All the angelic beings they all follow all these highway rules
所有的天使他们都按照这个真理在那里行
So no accident at all
所以在他们的道路里面没有什么特别的
But what happened to human beings?
但是人有些什么事
We do not belong to God's kingdom
因为我们不属于神的国度
We belong to a human kingdom
我们只不过是一个人
Now we know that in the first we were created in the image of God but somehow we lost that privilege we lost that authority
虽然我们在首先创造的时候是按照神的形象造的但是后来我们损失了这个特权
We are inside the sphere called sin
我们因为受了罪的影响
So we are like those scooters, immigrant scooters rushing across the highway street, no matter how the traffic was busy.
所以我们就像那个无知的松鼠一样，在 highway 上乱跑，跑来跑去。
And some are killed on the spot.
很多就在路上就被死。
That's really sorrow.
实在是很悲惨的事。
There's a gap between God's kingdom and human kingdom.
的确，在神的国度里面跟人的国度是有区别的。
But what a wonderful God again!
但是一个我们的神是何等奇妙。
He is a God of compassion and mercy.
他是有仁慈慈爱的。
God thought that somehow He must communicate with human beings.
他知道他必须要跟人有交通。
So that people would understand what's the structure of this universe.
所以就让人能够明白到的这个宇宙一切的奥秘是什么。
Not only in the physical realm, but also in the spiritual realm, especially the spiritual realm.
不仅是在物质方面，就是在属灵的方面，特别在属灵的这个境界里面能够了解。
You know, we human beings have been suffering failure in this part, in this spiritual realm.
我们人类特别在属灵的这方面实在是损失了，就是在失败了。没有办法能够领会。
No, in the Bible, you read the story of God's people, so-called God's people, God's chosen race.
在圣经里面，我们可以读到关于神所拣选的族类他们的生活。
They knew the laws of God, commandments of God, all right.
他们懂得神的命令，神叫他们做什么，他们都晓得。
But the strange thing was, they had no power to practice all these laws and rules to get blessed.
但是可悲的一件事情就是凭他们自己的能力不能够按照神的律法和规定来做。
And in the face of all these tragic facts, God had compassion.
但是纵管他们是不能够行出来神的律法，神仍旧是对他们有慈爱。
So like as here it says, I'm come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians.
就像第八节刚刚讲的，我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手。
Now God is going to come down to intervene in your affairs.
所以神要下来来参与我们人类的工作。
Now don't tell me that, well, brother, who I've never complained, I've never grown like these Israelite people in the ancient time.
哦，你可能说胡弟兄，我从来也没有像以色列人当时那样的受艰苦，我从来没有受过。
You better think twice before you speak such words.
当你说这话的时候，求你再仔细的考虑一下。
No human being, born or woman, is free of suffering and sorrows and despairs and all these hardships.
没有一个女人所生的人是能够从痛苦和艰难里面能够免于这些的。
Some are rather extrovert, so they will express their feelings anyway.
有一些是比较外向的，他们有什么不高兴就讲出来。
But some are introvert.
但是有一些他是内向的。
They will try to control themselves.
他们就自己把它控制在里面。
But because they cannot control it,
因为他们也不能够控制太久。
And then they will break down.
然后就精神上就有各样的毛病。
No human being, born a woman, is free from sufferings and sorrows.
凡人所生的就没有一个可以脱离各样的痛苦
and groans
或者是埋怨。
That's why when Jesus came to the world, he said, All you who are heavy laden and weary and sorrowful, come to me.
所以主耶稣在世界上的时候，他就说，凡劳苦担重担的，到我这里来。
Why do you dream in the night?
为什么你晚上会做梦呢？
Because in your subconscious, you have some sorrow, you have some tragedy and some other things.
因为在你下意识里面，你有一些可悲的事情，有一些很难过的事情。
And maybe you are not outspoken enough, you are not extrovert enough to tell it to others.
可能你不是很外向的，愿意把你心里面的事情都告诉别人。
But even in a dream, you are murmuring.
甚至于在你做梦的时候，你嘴里面还讲梦话。
And God hears.
这样子的话，神。
Thank God, He hears our sufferings.
感谢神，我们这位神是听到我们。受苦的神。
Yes, Jesus Christ, hear our suffering.
是的，我们的主耶稣常常听到我们受各样的苦。
That's why he came down from the earth.
这就是为什么他来到地上的原因。
In a human form.
成为一个人的样子。
I remember some pastor made such a comparison, or say you call that parable and allegory analogy.
我记得有一个牧师他说了一个比喻或者是一个预言。
Now suppose you were to communicate 100% to your puppy, your dog or your cat. What would you? What is the best way to do?
假如你要跟你的狗或者小猫要交通的话，最好的方法怎么样跟它交通呢？
Of course, we know some good dog trainers or monkey trainers. They can order monkey to do something for them or even to cook something for him and train dogs to open the door for him. We know some good trainer. They can do that.
我们知道有一些很好的训练狗的或者猴子的人，他有很好的方法让狗。
Exasperated because of your puppy disobedient to you or some behavior which seems pregnant to you and you don't like him or like it.
那是不是有的时候你的这些小动物做的一些事情，你就觉得真是没有办法把你心里所要的告诉他呢？
At that time, I would say that you really wish you could be a dog yourself so that you can communicate with him personally.
我想在那个时候，你心里一定想，我巴不得我自己也变个狗或者变个猴子，让我把这些话告诉他。
Yes, in order to communicate with dog, the best thing you can do is to become a dog yourself and communicate with him.
所以你要跟一个狗讲话，最好的方法你就自己变个狗，然后跟狗讲话。
Now I believe in the truth of such comparison.
我很相信这个比喻的真理。
How can God communicate with human beings?
神怎么能够跟人有交通呢？
See, our flesh is so fragile.
我们这个肉体是这样容易破碎的。
So, hit by motor car, it will be broken.
只要被车子随便碰一下，马上就会破碎。
Well, like yesterday or the day before yesterday.It began snow and then you feel so cold yourself.
前天开始要下雪了，我们身体就觉得冷得不得了。
See, this human body is so fragile and so frail.
我们这个人的身体非常的软弱。
So if God were always like up on top of mountain Sinai and say, I am the Lord God, you must hear me. I am such a God, if you don't hear, I'll punish you and...If God always talk to human being like that, how can we approach God?
若是神对待人的方法一直是用他在西乃山用对人的方法说我是神，你们要听我的，若是那样很严肃的向我们说，我们人怎么能够受得了？
See, God is even more merciful, more compassionate than just coming down on top of the mountain of Sinai and with thundering and earthquake and smokes.And all these trembling scenes in order to intimidate people.
但是神是现在就非常的怜悯，用怜悯的方式，很温柔的方式，不是像从前在西乃上一样有一些打雷或者是有烟，而且用很严肃的声音向人说话。
God can dispatch all and all of angelic beings or like prophets in the old time.
神可以用跟天使和先知在旧约的时候如何的跟他们交通。
And we can understand what God wants us to do.
因此我们就能够明白神那个时候神要人所做的是什么。
But still many times we fail to understand the intent or meaning of the words God spoke.
但是用那样的方式人常常还是误会神在人身上的动机和他的心意是什么。
Now, brothers and sisters, friends, have you ever in a position to command people or to be a manager or say a top manager in a position of employing people?
弟兄姐妹，你们有没有经验就在一个做事的单位上，你是个头，你常常会命令别人。
Have you ever made such trouble that you give a command and those people working under you somehow misunderstand you and you are really so exasperated, you cannot tolerate with such foolishness and so on?
是不是常常当你给命令的时候，你下层的人常常总有几个都不明白你的心意，或者是听错了你的心意，然后你觉得很失望、很灰心，不晓得怎么办
？See, some supreme commander he can give orders, but all these foot soldiers on the front line somehow will misunderstand and they will act in a different way from what the commander thinks it to be.
或者有一些在军队的总司令他给下命令的时候下面的小兵常常所行的跟他所命令的相违背
So because there's a gap between the supreme commander and the foot soldier I mean private soldier
所以一个大的将军和一个小兵的中间实在是有一个很长的距离
Now what is the best way to train a private soldier
要怎么样能够训练一个兵呢
Of course this supreme commander can assign some sergeant and train them to drill them every day of course
当然他不能够用或者训练的那种比较小一点的兵来训练他们
The best way is for the supreme commander himself to become a private soldier and live with private soldier
最好的方法就是这个大的将军能够成为一个小兵的样子，然后每天跟这个小兵同住。
Yes. In that way, private soldier will understand. Oh, now I understand what you mean.
唯有这样的方法，那个小兵能够了解这个总司令的心意是什么。
That's how Jesus Christ came to the earth.
这就是主耶稣如何的来到世界上的原因。
Because God heard human crying.
因为神听到了人的呼求。
Human seem to be saying to God all the while that, Yes, God, you are highest. You sit high up there. You are God, you give command.
好像是人就向神说，神啊，你在天上，你是那么高大的，你常常给我们命令。
We are human beings. You don't understand us. You don't understand our position. You put yourself in our shoes, then you know what we suffer.
我们是人，你也不了解我们，除非你来真是舍身处地在我们这个境界，不然的话你没有办法了解我们。
See, we have diseases, we have the burden of life, and then we have the natural calamity, earthquake and tornado, and we have all the accidents, and don't you know that we suffer so much? How can we have time enough and leisure time enough to study your word and become your children? How can we?
我们是有身体上的软弱，环境上的软弱，还有天灾人祸，一切各样的难处，你怎么能够了解我们人呢？你高高在上。
That's why Jesus came to earth.
所以这就是为什么主耶稣来到地上的原因。
Yes, it seems as if God was saying, "Okay, I'm come down."
就好像是神对人说，好，我下来。
I'll demonstrate myself.
我把我自己向你们显明。
And let you human being observe how can a human being, in obedience to God's word and get blessed.
就让向你们清清楚楚地表明一个人如何的因为信服神的缘故能够得神的恩典。
That's why Jesus came to earth.
这就是为什么主耶稣来到地上的原因。
Well, some of you may ready to quote some scriptures and say, well, God can come to earth in human forms, and he did so even in the ancient times.
可能你们就说，甚至于在古的时候，神可以用人的样子来到地上，在古时候也有好像这样的事情发生。
Yeah, some Christian among you may quote me that story of Abraham, how three strangers came to where Abraham was living, and Abraham recognized to be some strange messengers and special messengers.
有一个弟兄就提醒我，就在亚伯拉罕的时候，那个时候有三个生疏的人来到了中间，一个就是神的使者。
Yeah, we know that God came in human form.
我们知道神是用人的样子来到地上。
But still at that time, God was not born of a woman.
但是在那个时候，神来到地上不是从一个女人所生的。
But you look at Jesus Christ.
但是你看到主耶稣呢？
Yeah, just now we sang that song, Silent Night and Little Bethlehem and so on.
就像我们刚刚所唱的那个诗歌啊，平安夜，主耶稣如何的在伯利恒出生？
Yes, God.Has come down to taste the taste of human life.
神真是来到地上来尝人所承受的一切的人生所要经历的痛苦。
Somehow God is willing himself to taste what it means to be born and what it means to feel cold or feel hot and what it means to feel hungry or thirsty or to be scolded and to feel frustrated.All these human experiences, he was willing to experience.
神他甘愿来到地上来经历到如何的被生出来，经历到冷热和生活上一切的难处。
So the Christmas story is the story of how God loved the world enough to send His Son unto us.
所以圣诞节这个故事的确就是告诉我们神如何爱人，爱到一个地步，甚至于把他的儿子差到世界上。
So when Jesus was on earth, he never tried to avoid any human sufferings or any human tragedies.
这就是为什么主耶稣在地上的时候，他从来不避免能够世界上所受的一些痛苦，他从来不避免。
On the contrary, whenever you find tragedies or some calamities or some sorrowful things happening, Jesus was always on the scene.
相反的，无论在什么地方有什么困难，有什么灾害，有什么难受的事情，主耶稣总是在这群人中间。
And with very natural tone, Jesus used to proclaim himself as the Son of Man.
他用一个很安慰的语气向他们讲，他也说他自己是人子。
Yes, he always proclaimed himself to be the Son of Man.
他宣称他自己是人子。
Of course, he knew all the while he was the son of God, and his disciples acknowledged him to be the son of God, and he admitted that. But he always say, "I am the son of man."
虽然他当他的门徒说出他是神子的时候，他承认，但是他一直口称他自己是人子。
Don't you think such God is so wonderful?
你不觉得这样的神实在是很奇妙？
Oh, I really thank God. God is such a God, God of intervention.
真是感谢神，神是这么一个奇妙的，他愿意来跟人分享一切。
Yes, I still remember how I was suffering in the wilderness of my life as a young college student.
我还记得在大学的时候，我真是经历到人间最荒凉的几年。
But God intervened.
但是在那个时候，神就加入了我的生命，跟我一同。
Yes, God intervened in my human affairs and rescued me out of my tragedy.
他就来到我的生命的里面，将我从痛苦里面拯救出来。
That's why I know the truth that God is the God of intervention.
所以我就知道神是来与人同享一切的神。
So friends, if you have something you think they are beyond your ability or out of your reach.Don't hesitate to call on God.
说朋友们，若是你们有一些难处，你觉得自己靠自己能力不能够解决的，你就不要怀疑，就直接向神呼求。
Sometimes you may even tend to think that you cannot pray like a good Christian do.
有的时候你觉得我也不能够像基督徒那样祷告。
Well, you don't have to say anything. You just come before God and maybe you just stand there and cry and do such thing to express your sorrow. That's all, because God can hear.What is groaning and what is the murmuring in your heart?
So, 有的时候你都不需要说什么，你就来到神的面前，你就把你的感情能够发泄出来，甚至于你的说不出来的叹息，在神的面前，神也了解我们的心。
Yes, like your dear son or dear daughter come to you and just sobbing there, and you say, "What's the matter?" Then, gradually, your daughter, your son, will let you know what's wrong with him or with her.
就像我们的儿女，当他们痛苦的时候，来到我们面前，在那里哭流眼泪，我们一定说你有什么事，有什么事。慢慢的，他就会向我们表明他的难过的地方是什么。
Yes, for this Christmas season, I must proclaim this truth to you unmistakably.
所以今年的圣诞节，我必须要向你说明这件真理。
We have to rejoice because we have such God.
我们必须要因为有这么一样。因为神的缘故要大大的喜乐。
He is so generous enough to come down, to step down from his throne and to this earth here.
他是那样的慷慨，那样的仁慈，从他的荣耀的冠冕，荣耀的王位下来，来到地上。
But here is more to it.
而且比这个更多。
God is not here only to suffer, to share in our suffer, and to comfort and sympathize with us. No, not only that.
他来到世界上不仅是来跟我们分担我们的难处，或者来安慰我们、帮助我们，不仅是这些。
So you and I have such failure. Sometimes we go to a hospital and visit some friend, and we say, he or she is in such a miserable condition, and we just cannot help. We just say, well, you just tolerate, you just be patient and wait. We can only do such things.
我们常常好像去看探访有。朋友在医院里面，我们安慰他，讲话给他听，然后说你要耐心忍耐。我们能做的只不过是有限度的。
But God has come down not to share in our suffering, to understand our suffering, but He is to deliver out of all this.
但是神来到世界上，不仅是跟我们分担我们的痛苦，安慰我们的痛苦，他要我们从痛苦里面完全拯救出来。
And as He said that He is to lead them out of the land of Egypt into a land, a large land, and land.Flowing with milk and honey.
他说他要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出到那地，那个地美好宽阔，流来与蜜之地。
Now Jesus was here not only to share in the human suffering.
当然，主耶稣在这里不仅是来分担我们的痛苦，安慰我们的痛苦。
He will lead us out of this suffering and instead give us blessings from heaven.
他要把我们从痛苦里面完全拯救出来，用他的恩典和他的荣美浇灌。
That's why we urge people to believe in Jesus Christ while you may.
所以我们极端的鼓励人要信主耶稣基督。
For the longer you delay, the more you will suffer.
因为你越等得久，你受的苦就越多。
You better do it quick now, quick.
最好是现在就接受他。
Because He is your God, He is your Savior.
因为他是你的神，他是你的救主。
Can you still doubt? Can you still question His love for you?
你怎么能够再怀疑他对你的爱呢？
See, he came down from heaven.
他从天上来到地上。
And he is to be with you and in you.
要跟你同在，而且住在你的里面。
And he will lead you out of your tragedy, out of your trouble.
他要将你从一切的难处、痛苦里面拯救出来。
So if you think your trouble is so big,
若是你说我这个痛难处太大了，没办法解决。
I know you have more potentiality of blessing in you.
我就知道神能够祝福你的可能性就更大。
For this reason, I bless such people, such brothers and sisters.
所以为这个缘故，我真是愿意祝福你们。
Yes, some are suffering more, I know.
我知道有些人是受的苦比较多。
But because of your enormous suffering will come out such an abundant blessing. So I say you have such potentiality of getting blessed. That's why I bless you too.
所以常常我们看到受苦越多的，他就能够蒙福的机会就更多。
So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Just tell Jesus.
所以你就不要怕，你只要告诉主耶稣就好。
Because Jesus has come down to earth.
因为主耶稣已经从天上来到地上。
That's proof enough that Jesus will share you and Jesus will stand by you to the end.
这就是足足的可以证明主耶稣会跟你同在一起。
If you need patience, he'll give you patience.
就是你需要耐心，他会给你耐心。
But you say, no, Jesus, I want to get out of here.
可能你说主耶稣，我要真是从这个痛苦的地方能够出来。
Then as you say it, Jesus will say, according to your faith, be it done unto you.
那主耶稣会对你说，按照你的信就成全你。
Remember all these blind people in the day of Jesus, some are beggars and just squatting on the wayside.
记不记得在主耶稣的时候，有很多的那些乞丐，有的是瞎眼的，就在街旁在那里坐着。
They are really gravely burdened. They are really miserable creatures.
他们真是生活充满了难过痛苦。
All we could do was just approach him and maybe pat him on the shoulder and say, "Well, I give you some dollars. You just be satisfied with this and let us, yeah, be patient a little longer."
那我们所能做的就走过去跟他说几句安慰的话，或者拍拍他，或者给他一点钱，或者说耐心的。
But how did our Lord Jesus Christ do to them?
但是我们的主耶稣对他们怎么做的呢？
And how this beggar, this blind, or this deaf people, or other people with other people, how they asked Jesus to do for them?
但是这些瞎子、这些聋子、这些乞丐，他怎么样向主耶稣求呢？
They say, I want to be able to see.
他说我要能够看见。
I want to be able to get out of this bed.
他说我要从这个瘫痪的光景能够站起来。
And Jesus said, "According to your faith, be it done unto you."
那主耶稣对他说，按着你的信，我就成全。
Because Jesus had the power.
因为主耶稣是有能力的。
So let us rejoice because he has power.
让我们一同为这件事情喜乐，因为我们的主是有能力的。
That's why he came down to the earth.
因为这是他来到地上的原因。
Let us rejoice.
让我们一同喜乐。
Yeah, this is the background truth of the Christmas story.
实在这是圣诞节的最重要的背景。
Because God hears human crying, human suffering.
因为神听见了人的痛苦，人的呼求。
A human grumbling or murmuring.
人的埋怨，人的心里面的各样的嘴巴里面说的那些。
Yeah, and now as Christians, you and I have been comforted.
我们所有的基督徒，你跟我都被安慰过。
For in Jesus we have a complete, a perfect example.
因为在主耶稣的身上，我们就看到一个完全最美的一个模范，一个。
We know for the first time what it means to be a human being.
首先，我们就明白了做人到底是什么意思。
We know for the first time how to enjoy human life.
我们也是从他的身上就看到如何的真正的享受人生。
Also, we know for the first time how to share in God's richness.
就是从他的身上，我们首先就明白如何的享受神一切的丰盛。
How?
如何的享受呢？
Through Jesus Christ.
从借着主耶稣基督。
Your Savior, my Savior.
你是主耶稣是救主，是我的救主。
Yes, everybody's Lord and everybody's Savior.
是每一个人的主，每一个人的救主。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
So loved the world.
这样的爱世人。
To what extent?
到一个什么程度呢？
That he gave his only begotten son.
甚至于将他的独生子赐给他们。
Only begotten son, only one.
独生子，那唯一的子。
Not to condemn the world.
他来到世界，他不是要使地信他的人不至于定罪。
See, Jesus was not here to find fault with any one of us.
主耶稣在地上的时候，他不是来定罪的，并不是来找每个人的错处。
Well, we have Moses to point out all our faults enough.
圣经上有很多地方对于我们人的短处指责得很明白。
So Jesus was not here to point up our errors or our wrongdoings or any such crime. No, Jesus would not do that again because other people could do that.
主耶稣来到地上的时候，他不是来指责我们的，不是来说我们的错处的，可能是人会。
But he was here definitely to save us.
但是他来的唯一的目的就是要救我们。
Out of sin, out of misery, out of wretchedness, out of poorness.
让我们从罪恶里面拯救出来，痛苦里面拯救出来，我们的诡诈里面拯救出来，一切的难处里面拯救出来。
So, friends and dear brothers and sisters, celebrate your Christmas with all your heart.
所以，朋友们，真是要为我们的圣诞节一同的喜乐。
Because your happiness is real, this is not pretense.
因为唯有在圣诞这件事上，我们的喜乐是真实的，不是假装的。
Yeah, let people say that all these Christians are crazy. They are rejoicing around the birth of Jesus Christ. Let people say that, but you rejoice.
可能有人会说这基督徒有点神经病，他们就是没有一点原因那样喜乐。但是我们仍旧要喜乐。
Yeah, we have to rejoice in the fact Jesus Christ came to dwell in us.
因为主耶稣来到地上，住在我们心里面这件事情，我们要大大的喜乐。
Yeah, someday somebody will return.Telling you about how Jesus was born in a manger.
有的时候有人会告诉你主耶稣如何的生在一个马槽里。
You just open your heart and tell Jesus come in.
那你就敞开你的心，就请主耶稣进到你的心里。
And don't let him leave.
不要让他离开。
And let that Jesus grow within you.
让主耶稣在你的里面常常居住，而且一天天长。
Yes, and grow mature.
而且让你能够属灵里面慢慢慢慢的老练。
So that you can be an expression of Jesus Christ.
所以你就能够彰显表明出基督。
Yes, our God is a merciful God.
是的，我们的神实在是一个怜悯的神。
He has intervened in human affairs, human history.
因为他来到地上来跟人分享人类的一切，也牵涉到人的历史上。
That's why we should rejoice.
这就是为什么我们应该喜乐。
Now let us conclude this message with a singing.
让我们用一个诗歌来结束我们今天的讲
座。Yeah, a Malaysian boy, he said his favorite is this one, so I think I'll convey his feeling to you too, because he was a Christian and he said he liked this song better than anyone else.
有一个男孩子他喜欢这个歌，他比任何歌都喜欢。
Yeah, I mean number 99, Joy to the World.
99首。